Greetings, everyone.
Here we are on another day with Lockdown Devotions at Central Baptist. And we are your associates. I'm Isaac Pinto.
And I'm Jabulani Myberg.
And today we are continuing reading from 2 Peter. And we're reading from verse 12 to 15. Jabu is going to read it for us.
And it reads, "Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you may know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me." Verse 15, "And I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things."
What an amazing passage of really with a pastoral heart that Peter has in his word about his audience, right?
You know, it just comes out in just even the wording he uses. He says, "Therefore, I intend." He says, "I will make every effort." You know, there's a huge effort being put in by the apostle here to just really encourage and to edify the saints that God has put under his care. And I definitely think even as associates, there's a lot we can learn from the apostle.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, he says, even though you are established in the truth that you have, he wants to remind them. So it just points out that we can have great theology, we can hear all the time and know these truths, but we tend to forget. We need to be reminded constantly of these truths. Now, what is he referring to here? What are these qualities that we've just read, Jabu?
He's referring to hopefully the passage that we read through yesterday together in our devotions. He's referring to the different virtues that come along with the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. In fact, I will quickly read verse 3 and 4. It says, "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." Verse 4, "by which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world and because of the sinful desire." So basically he's saying, because God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and through his divine power he has given us all these different virtues that we need for godliness. If you know these things, if you remember these qualities, then you will be established in the truth.
Yeah, and I mean verse 5, he's saying you must supplement your faith with virtue and knowledge and self-control and steadfastness and godliness, with brotherly affection and brotherly affection with love. So all of this is actually in our responsibility as Christians in order to grow, to make sure we put in these qualities in practice. And he wants to remind us of those. You know, we cannot live as the world does. We need to be sure putting these qualities in practice.
So he's clearly saying that every Christian needs to be working out their salvation. It's basically what Paul says. Paul says, "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling." So basically, to summarize, what the apostle is saying here is that if these qualities must be in you and they must be increasing. Basically, in salvation, we already have all those virtues. But we need to be working them out. And a simple illustration is every one of us has muscle. But we need to go to the gym to grow that muscle.
Sure.
And that's basically what the apostle is saying, that likewise, we need to be going to the gym and growing these virtues and be established in them.
Now, the reason why he wants to remind them of this is really noble. Look at in verse 14. "Since I know that the putting off my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me, and will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. So he wants to make those that he's addressing to, those believers he's addressing to, not depend on him, not depend on the great apostle Peter, but he's reminding them of these qualities that are fine in our relationship with Christ, so that even after he's gone, they can carry on growing in Christ.
You know, what Wiseman actually reminded us of a quote that he heard, and the quote said, if all the famous authors we listen to and their sermons was taken away, if all the books were taken away, what would we be left with? And the end of that quote was, we would be left with scripture. And and the Apostle Peter clearly knew and understood that he is going to die. But he wanted to ensure that the saints would be well equipped to be able to continue feeding themselves, to be able to continue to grow in these different virtues and reflecting Christ in a world where Christ is rejected.
And so the challenge for us really is, are we really dependent on the Word of God? Are we dependent on someone, on a celebrity preacher or pastor, or even our own pastor? We need to be focusing on Christ, and the Scriptures give us everything we need to pertain for that pertains for life and godliness in Him. And so even when our beloved heroes pass away, you know, we can still grow because God has given it to us. Everything, as Jabu keeps saying, everything comes from Him and He has given to us.
So to wrap this up, the other challenge, adding on what Isaac has said, is that what effort are you putting in to constantly remind the saints of the truths that we have in Jesus?